Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we are going to be continuing doing part two of Can You Actually Grow Younger? Which is a theme for my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. Now, the book is, if you want more detailed information about it, all the ways you can grow younger is highlighted in the book, and a lot of it has to do with me and my experience. So today is part two of Grow Younger Like Me. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. As always, we talk about the 750,000 people who will die of heart disease this year, and the 550,000 who will die of cancer this year. And we talk about the 100,000 people who will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die this year of the adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. This year alone, there'll be 23 million new type 2 diabetics. In 1950, there was 1 million type 2 diabetics in the entire United States. Last year, 350 patient visits to physicians, 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. More people seek out alternative medical practitioners because they try to fix the problem. They try to get underneath and find the cause of the problem and eradicate the problem. Physicians, on the hand, like myself, we are used to putting band-aids on things. We do not try to fix the problem. We write a pill for everything. And you know that if you're 15 and you have diabetes, or if you are 16 and you have high blood pressure, or if you're 17 and you have hypothyroidism, you are going to be on medications for the rest of your life because there's no incentive to fix the problem. See, the drug company has a choice. The choice is, do we fix the problem of your diabetes in a month, or do we let you go for the next 50, 60, 70 years taking our medications? Or do we fix care of your depression problem in a month, or do we spend the next 50, 60 years giving you antidepressants and adding more on it and then giving you more medicines for the side effects of each one? That's a pretty simple answer for that, because the drug company is about making money, and they make money when they sell drugs. They're not implicit by themselves, because the insurance companies and the drug companies work together. Yes, they do. Contrary to popular belief, insurance companies and drug companies want you sick, because sick people buy drugs. Sick people get insurance policies. Healthy people do not get insurance policies. Healthy people do not take drugs. All right? So when you're taking those drugs, I want you to think about that. Are they trying to help you, or are they trying to line their own pockets? All right? You know, the drug companies are the ones who train the physicians in medical schools. Do you know that Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food? Do you realize that in medical school, there's less than 1 hour given to nutrition? You know, as a physician, if you could tell your patient to eat the right nutrition and you'll be healthy, would you need to see the physician again? Would you need to buy drugs? Guess what? You won't need to see the physician if you ate right. If you won't need to buy drugs. So therefore, there's very little emphasis on drugs, on nutrition. And the tools for your body, contrary to popular belief, is minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Those are the tools for your body. The body uses those to make everything. Well, what are we talking about here? Well, what are minerals? Well, to make a thyroid hormone, your body needs iodine, zinc, selenium, and magnesium. Those are all minerals. Without them, you could not make a thyroid hormone. Your body also needs B2 and B6 B vitamins. Without those vitamins and those minerals, you could not make a thyroid hormone. Now, when you are diagnosed with hypothyroidism, did your doctor ever check to see whether your minerals or your vitamins are normal? What if your iodine was just a little bit low? Could you not just take some leafy green vegetable that has more iodine in it and help take care of the problem? Yeah, you could. But they never even test that. What they do is they put you on Synthroid, which is T4, the inactive thyroid, not even the active thyroid, Cytomel. They put you on Synthroid, the inactive thyroid, T4, instead of Cytomel, which is T3, or Armathyroid, which has T3 and T4. So that's what they do. So, like I was saying, minerals and vitamins are the tools for your body. Now, the first time our ancestors ate broccoli or cauliflower or tomatoes or those things, they got sick. They got sick because our bodies did not know about it. They had never seen those things. And because of that, our bodies did not have the proper tools to break those things down. We did not have the right enzymes to break down the broccoli and the cauliflower and the mushrooms and whatever we ate. Didn't know. It's like having a new car and not having the directions in the glove compartment. You won't know what to do with it. But when you get a new car, you have all the directions in the glove compartment on what to do with the car. Well, guess what? Your body did not get a manual when you first take something. When you take a synthetic drug, your body does not have the manual. And so after several hundred years, our body figures it out and makes enzymes for that thing. So our body makes an enzyme for everything we eat. So it will make an enzyme just to break down broccoli. It will make an enzyme just to break down cauliflower. It will make an enzyme just to break down milk. It will make an enzyme just to break down lettuce. And so your body makes millions of enzymes that are floating around in your system that's waiting so that when something comes along, it can do the breakdown. Like, for instance, at your thyroid hormone, T4 is inactive, T3 is active. When your thyroid makes it, 93% of your thyroid hormone is T4, the inactive thyroid. Only 7% is T3, the active thyroid. What does T4 and T3 means? T4 means thyroid with 4 iodines. T3 is thyroid with 3 iodines. Well, guess what? When the body needs to convert the inactive T4 to active T3, an enzyme goes to the T4 and clips one of the iodine molecules off, and now it becomes a T3. Without that enzyme, that would never happen. That's how powerful enzymes are, along with minerals and vitamins. Those are the tools to help keep your body young and healthy. And as you grow older, your body absorbs these less and less. If you eat more synthetic stuff, or if you eat inorganic stuff is not absorbed by the body very well. So if your food is from an inorganic source, your minerals and vitamins will be low, and your body will not be able to make a lot of the things it needs to make. Well, what's the difference between between organic and inorganic? Organic is stuff which comes from a living source. So if it came from a plant or an animal, it is organic. What does that mean? Well, the tree's roots goes into the soil. The tree roots picks up the minerals from the soil and converts it into an organic source. And when you eat the fruits, the organic minerals are in the fruit. And so when it gets in your body, it's already in a form that your body can absorb. Inorganic minerals are if you took a handful of dirt and put it into your mouth. All right. That is not in a form that you can absorb. So that just goes right straight through you. And all the minerals that's in that inorganic stuff passes through you without being absorbed into your body. So your body needs good minerals and vitamins to stay young and healthy, because you need minerals and vitamins to make hormones, to make neurotransmitters, to make white cells, to make red cells, to make bone, to make muscle, to make everything in your body. So when you don't have those, your body starts decaying. You know, your body becomes acidic. And when your body is acidic, your body steals minerals from the bone and from the muscles and from other areas so that the body can alkaline what's food. You know, if you are a diabetic and your blood sugar is high, when you go to the ER, they will do an ABG, arterial blood gas. And if it's acidic, guess what we do? We give you alkaline water in your vein, because if we don't alkalize you quickly, you would die of acidity. Well, before that happens, your body is stealing minerals from bones and muscles and other areas of the body to try to alkalize the acidity from the diabetes. So trying to growing younger requires, number one, eating good minerals and vitamins. Number two, it involves making sure that you use alkaline foods. Fruits and vegetables are alkaline. A lot of meats are acidic. So staying away from acidic foods will help with that. Now, before we go on and go into some of the nutraceuticals and things that we can do, let me just remind you that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA News Talk Radio. You can reach me at 210-559-5959 or at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. All right. I want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now out and available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. It's also available at my website at growyoungeragain.com. If you purchase from the website, you'll get an autographed copy of the book with your name in there. And also, you'll also get one of the page holders also included in that. Now, we're talking about, can you actually grow younger and healthier? And I said, yes. Last week we talked about hormones, how that helps you grow young and healthier. We talked about your skin cells, the fact that your cells have to be replaced at regular intervals, and you can replace those cells with healthier cells. We also touched briefly on stem cells, that stem cells helps your body rejuvenate itself. You see, stem cells are there, and they're in your body to fix things. When you're young, you have millions of stem cells, so you fix things really quickly and your body heals quickly. As you get older, your stem cells decreases and it doesn't fix things as well. We also just briefly touched on PRP. Well, let me talk to you a little bit more about PRP. You know, PRP as in vampire face. If you know, there's an article that came out recently about vampire blood that actually vampires in the past, they stayed young, healthy because of all their nutrients in blood. And that young blood has more healing properties than older blood. Well, because when you spin the blood down, you can separate the blood into the red blood cells and the healing properties of the blood. That clear portion, plasma, is clear because it's called PRP. And what that does is when we inject that, wherever we inject it into your body, it will make that area younger and healthier by activating the stem cells that you have in the area. So if you have old stem cells, which are not as young as they used to be, and so not function as well as you used to, when you put the PRP into that area, it makes those stem cells young and healthy. So we use, at the practice, we use PRP for knees and other joints, knees, elbows, shoulders, back. We also use PRP for the vampire facelift to rejuvenate and make your face younger and healthier. We use it for stretch marks. We use it for anywhere in the body that needs to be younger and healthier. So if you have lots of sunspots in your hand, if we put PRP on your hand, it will make it young and healthy. You see, our body uses that PRP to heal cuts and damage. So whenever you injure yourself, the body sends that there to help fix the problem. So PRP, platelet-rich plasma, can be obtained anywhere, but you need to get it from someone who knows what he's doing, like myself. And we inject it into wherever it is, and that rejuvenates the area, makes your face younger and healthier, make your stretch marks better, make your knees. For those of you who have had problems with your knees, who the doctor says you have bone on bone and you need knee replacement, well, guess what? If you inject your knee with PRP, with or without stem cells. If you're young, you can use PRP by itself. If you're older, you probably want to use PRP and some stem cells, which we can get from your fat. And we can use that and put that into your knee, and it will help your knee rejuvenate, rebuild cartilage, and improve itself. We also use PRP in addition to vampire face, that we use it for the Piper shot or the M shot, where we actually inject it into the penis and actually make the penis a little bit bigger and stronger and healthier. If you have erectile dysfunction, it will help with the erectile dysfunction. We use PRP also for the O shot, as in women who have had problem with orgasm, or women who have had problem with urine incontinence, or vaginal dryness, or pain with intercourse. When you put the PRP into the vaginal area, it rejuvenates the vaginal area, so it lubricates better. The pain is decreased. The tissue gets younger and healthier. The incontinence improves, and your orgasm gets much better. So we use that for all those things. That's PRP. So you can use PRP and stem cells to make your body younger and healthier. We briefly talked about alkaline water. That alkaline water helps alkaline your body. You see, in medicine, acidity is death. Alkalinity is life. Anytime you have an infection, your body is acidic. And the only way to get rid of the acidity is to pull water in. So when your body is acidic, you retain a lot of fluid, and therefore you gain weight because your body is trying to dilute the acidity. When we detox you, we get rid of the acidity. The more acid your body is, the more weight you lose when we detox you. If you're not very acidic, you don't lose as much weight. But our detox is to clean your body and rid yourself of some of the weight because you're toxic. All right. So alkaline water is very important. So when you eat fruits and vegetables, they are alkaline. And so doing that, or just getting alkaline water from alkaline sources, is good. Especially for those of you who are doing exercise, you know, when you exercise, your muscles have that burn, and you know, you develop lactic acidosis in the muscles and you feel that burn. Well, guess what? If you drink alkaline water, that will help with that acidic burn. Now, continue on ways that you can to make your body younger and healthier. Let's talk about arginine. Now, arginine is an amino acid. All right. It's an amino acid that you get whenever you eat proteins. See, in your body, protein is broken down into amino acid and absorbed into your body. Now, in 2000 in California, they took 35 people who were on the heart transplant list, and they gave them high dose arginine. That's arginine between 5 and 10,000 milligrams a day. And after 3 months, they took them all off the heart transplant list because their heart function was much better. All right. So arginine, how it works is that arginine increases the nitrous oxide that's secreted by the cells that line in your arteries and your veins. See, I liken this to this. If you go to Home Depot and you buy a water hose, when you pick it up, it will be nice and soft and flexible. When you look down the barrel, it will be pristine. And when you turn the water on, the water pressure will be, that's your artery at 15. A year later, it's been sitting in the sun. You pick up the water hose, you bend it, it feels like it wants to crack. You look down the barrel, there's lots of plaques in it. And when you turn the water on, the water pressure is decreased on the other side. That's your artery at 60. Arginine takes that artery at 60 and makes it an artery of 15 by increasing the nitrous oxide secretion of the cells that line your inside your arteries. Well, why is that important? We see your cells that line your arteries, when they're young and healthy, they produce a lot of nitrous oxide. And that nitrous oxide makes the cells soft and pliable, and it makes it very easy for when the heart pumps, the blood just goes through those arteries like pew. And because of that, you have good blood flow to your fingers and your toes and your brain and your penis and all the small areas of your body because the arteries and the veins are very pliable. As you get older, these arteries get stiff. And when they get stiff, your heart has to pump harder to get the blood through the arteries to your fingers and your toes and everything else. And because your heart has to pump harder, your blood pressure goes up. Well, when you take high-dose arginine, it makes the arteries softer and more pliable, and because of that, your heart muscle gets stronger, and your blood pressure comes down. And because your blood pressure comes down, and your heart muscle is stronger, and your arteries get softer, you now have blood flow to your toes and your fingers, so if you have cold fingers and toes, they'll be warm. If you have problem with erectile dysfunction, it will help with your ED. But the most important part of arginine is that it helps protect you from heart disease. It helps protect you from getting strokes by cleaning up your arteries and veins. And it tells your pituitary to make more growth hormone, which is good to help your body fix things. So that's what arginine does for you. And that's a supplement because it's natural. You're never going to hear about that from the drug companies because it's natural. Now, TA65. Now, some of you have heard about telomeres, but telomeres it's your hard drive. You see, when you were born with all the information from your parents. You see, your parents gave you 23 chromosomes from your mom, 23 from your dad. In those chromosomes was everything that your parents and ancestors ever experienced in their life is stored in the chromosomes. It's like a movie camera of their life. And the day you were born, you had all the knowledge of your parents in you. All right? So if you were the child of a doctor, and you decide you want to go to medicine, you'll be very good at it. If you're the child of a concert pianist and you start playing piano, guess what? You wouldn't realize how, you know, you suddenly have the ability to do it. You feel great. If you're son of a baseball player, you'll have the skills because you already have it in you. All right. So in other words, if your ancestor survived the bubonic plague in the year 1500 BC, and the bubonic plague was to come around today, you would probably survive it because the information on how your ancestors defeated the bubonic plague is stored in your chromosomes, your DNA. Now, your chromosomes and your DNA, it's like a shoelace. The tip of it has a hard plastic, which is called your telomere. Now, your telomere protects your DNA. But whenever your cells divide, the hard parts get shorter and shorter and shorter with each division. Once the hard part is gone, what happens to the shoelace? It frays. It unravels. Well, that's your hard drive unraveling. And so when the bubonic plague comes around and you go to your chromosome to get information, your body cannot pull up the information because it's frayed and it's corrupt. And so you succumb to the bubonic plague. So in other words, once your telomere gets short and disappears, you start dying soon and you don't live much longer after that. TA65 puts more telomere on your chromosome so that you can live longer and healthier. You know, there's so many other things I can talk about what you can do to make yourself young and healthier, but I do want you to know this. If you have a young child, two things that you definitely need to do for those babies. Number one, give them probiotics. Number two, give them fish oil. Dip their pacifier in it and suck on it, because fish oil is your brain. The more fish oil you have, the sharper your brain function is, the healthier you are, and the better they will do in school. The probiotics help protect them from getting asthma, helps protect them from getting all the immune problems, and they'll be healthier because of it. Well, I'm sorry, my time runs near and I'm going to have to go. I just want to remind you of two things: that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, the Grow Younger Like Me book. My Grow Younger Like Me book, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now available. You can pick up a copy by going to Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, or you can get on the website growyoungeragain.com and get an autographed copy with your name on it, or you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can check my website www.field29.com and find out all about PRP and stem cells and about vampire facelift and the O-shot and all the other great things you can do to make your body young and healthy. Thank you all very much.